Hey everybody, it is Friday, and as we have been doing most weeks, on Fridays we read from a psalm. And so today is Psalm chapter 7. So if you have that in front of you, you can read, and I'll also just read that for us to start. This is Psalm 7. O Lord, my God, in you do I take refuge. Save me from all my pursuers and deliver me, lest like a lion they tear my soul apart, rending it in pieces with none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is wrong in my hands, if I have repaid my friend with evil or plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it, and let him trample my life to the ground and lay my glory in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up against the fury of my enemies. Awake for me, you have appointed a judgment. Let the assembly of the peoples be gathered about you. Over it return on high. The Lord judges the peoples. Judge me according, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to the integrity that is in me. O let the evil of the wicked come to an end, and may you establish the righteous. You who test the minds and hearts, O righteous God, my shield is with God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, and a judge who feels indignation every day. If a man does not repent, God will whet his sword. He has bent and readied his bow. He has prepared for him his deadly weapons, making his arrows fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked man conceives evil and is pregnant with mischief and gives birth to lies. He makes a pit, digging it out, and falls into the hole that he has made. His mischief returns upon his own head, and on his own skull his violence descends. I will give to the Lord the thanks due to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord, the Most High. So let me start this devotion by asking a couple questions. Have you ever been wrongly accused of something? Or maybe unfairly judged for something you did or didn't do? In our psalm today, it appears that David finds himself in this kind of situation. In the subheading, we learn that David wrote this psalm to the Lord, concerning the words of Cush, a Benjamite. It turns out, we actually don't really know who this guy, Cush, is, but we can infer that, one, he may have been close to King Saul, who was also a Benjamite, and two, that Cush said something to or about David that caused him to be distressed. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I know that when I get caught up in anger or sometimes even just frustration, it's often very easy to immediately think or sometimes even say bad things about the other person. I've shared this before, but I see it come out when I'm driving and the other driver just doesn't seem to know how to drive. There I go again, right? Or back when I used to work in TV news, my coworkers and I often felt wrongly judged or even accused by our boss for not doing our jobs right. And I'm not proud of this by any means, but our immediate reflex or response would be to badmouth and complain about our boss behind her back. When we get caught up in the moment, the emotions of anger or frustration, it can almost feel like a reflex to lash out and want to retaliate in this kind of way. And when we read this psalm, we do see emotion, and some parts might seem quite strong. But what amazes me is David's ability to immediately and seemingly instinctively go to God. Take a look at the first word of the psalm. David says, O Lord, my God, in you do I take refuge. David's first action here is to submit himself to God. Rather than try to take matters into his own hands or even go to God and badmouth Cush in the guise of a prayer, you know what I'm talking about, right? Like just rant about him and as if, but pretend that he's praying. No, he goes to God and seeks refuge. In doing so, he ensures that his heart is oriented toward God and his ways. And from there, we see that happening. It gets more interesting in some ways. Verses 3 through 5, David essentially asks God to examine him. He basically says, if I have done wrong, then punish me. Well, you know, one could read this as a sort of prideful statement, as if he's self-righteously saying, God, I've done nothing wrong. You know this. But knowing David, and I think the rest of this psalm, I believe there's a genuineness to this prayer. Rather than a self-righteousness, I believe he's saying something more like, "Search me, God. I don't think I deserve what Cush said or did or what, you know, he might have said about me. I feel like a victim of injustice. But if I have done wrong, if there is truth to what has been done or said, then Lord, I deserve your righteous judgment." What's happening here is that, in essence, David is continuing to entrust himself in this whole situation into God's hands. He recognizes that God is the one in control, and therefore, even if David feels hurt or sinned against or whatever it might be, God is the one who is righteous. God is the one he can turn to. And we see that when he continues in the psalm, recognizing God is the one who judges righteously. Like in verse 8, the Lord judges the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness. Or verse 11, God is a righteous judge and a God who feels indignation every day. Out of these statements, David reminds himself, he remembers that God's righteousness leads to judgment upon the wicked and those who do not repent and turn from their ways. In essence, that God is a God of justice, and therefore there will be justice according to how God understands it, not how David understands it. And by the end of the psalm, David actually seems to be at peace. He concludes by saying, "I will give to the Lord the thanks due to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord, the Most High." I don't know if anything, you know, it's hard to know if anything changed, like if something happened to Cush in the middle of this psalm or something, but I think we can assume that's not the case. Instead, what we're seeing here is that David has submitted this whole issue with Cush to God. He knows that God's righteousness will prevail. So the words or accusations or judgments, whatever it is that has happened here, these things have no hold on David anymore because he has submitted it to the Lord. And he's now free to rejoice and give thanks to the God of righteousness. I think this is an excellent model for us to follow in our own lives. If you're feeling burdened by judgments or accusations, especially wrongful ones, let's follow the example of David by first going to God in humility and bringing our troubles and concerns to him. Rather than allowing anger to lead you to sin or acting out of self-righteousness or condemning others, let's humble ourselves first and then trust everything to God. Of course, the greatest example is not David. David was still only a man. But the greatest example of this is that of Jesus, who, even in the midst of incredibly unjust harassment and suffering that led to death, Jesus entrusted himself to the Father for our sake. Rather than lashing out or calling for justice, which we know he easily could have done, he humbled himself before the Father for our sake. So again, today, if you find yourself in a situation, or if you've been in a situation similar to what David did here, let's bring that before God. Not out of a self-righteousness, but in humility, knowing that God is a God of justice, and he will act. Part of that action might be giving you clarity and understanding for what you can be doing, what sorts of actions you might take, but regardless of what may or may not be, let's first come to the Lord. Come to the Lord in humility. Surrender and submit these things to him. Trust that the God of justice will make sure that justice and righteousness prevails. With that, let me close for us in prayer. Father, we thank you for this word and reminding us that you are the God of justice. We know that injustice does exist all around us. Injustice of various kinds. Many of us may have experienced it to varying degrees and in different situations. But Father, help us to bring these things to you. You are the one in control, and you are the one who knows true righteousness and justice, and therefore you are the one to judge. And so God, before we do anything else, help us to bring that to you. Bring our hurts, bring our frustrations, bring our concerns to you. And like David, help us to experience a lifting of that burden. A lifting of that burden that has been weighing on us, that makes us want to take control ourselves. And help us to find freedom where we can even rejoice like David did here. And of course, help us to remember, Jesus, what you have done for us. That you endured much more than David or what we may face in our lives. And yet, Lord, you continued to submit yourself to the Father and trusted yourself for the sake of righteousness, for our sake, Lord. And so, Father, we look to you. We surrender all these concerns and thoughts to you, God. We thank you that you are with us and you fight for us, Lord. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.